coming off, well, not him, but the team, coming off the loss Thursday at Arrowhead, joins us right now ahead of their game this weekend. First question for you, Greg, because we've been into this for a while, and I know this is a Raiders segment. LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving are all sitting out their one game in Memphis, and it's unfortunate for Memphis fans. This is what we've been talking about, Greg. Is there a solution at all?
I remember this even before Greg Popovich did it in Miami. I remember Pat Riley with the Showtime Lakers after they mathematically locked up everything in the mid-'80s. They had nothing to play for. They were the number one seed at the very end of the year. He didn't play Magic, Worthy, and Kareem. And the commissioner fined him pretty heavily. And at the time, I was like, how could you fine him for that? I mean, and Jerry Buss will thankfully and easily write you a check willingly because he doesn't want to get his players hurt. So you have to be able to coach the team. So I understand it's well within their right to do that. What I would like to see them do is stagger it a little bit. But I think part of their feeling is they go for certain games. You don't go for others. It's just the vagaries of the schedule. The Warriors really haven't done that. They did it one time in Denver. They rested four guys simultaneously. And Denver's a different deal because of the altitude. But they have this sport VU that they have. They have analytics on not just what they're doing in the games, but what they're doing in practice as well. And if they're running as fast, if they're coming off curls and floppies and double stacks with the same speed, if they're losing a little, is their body more susceptible to injury? I think is really what they're looking at. They may be susceptible to a hamstring pull, soft tissue kind of injury. So that's what they're trying to get ahead of with the data. I think the solution is coming in the collective bargaining agreement. And I know there's a deadline coming up today, I think it is, but they'll just extend it. And I think you're going to see the elimination of four games in five nights. It's just never going to happen again. The Warriors have one. I don't know how many Sacramento has. The Warriors just had one this week, and they're not going to have one the rest of the year, and they may never have one again. And that was just standard in the NBA. When you went away, the trip was you played Tuesday, Wednesday, you're off Thursday, you play Friday, Saturday, you come home. That's a standard trip in the NBA, so they're going to eliminate that. So you'd have to stretch out the schedule a little bit. I would think the Memphis fans would be happy because now they got a good chance to win the game. I know they want to see LeBron play, but you know you see him on TV enough, so you can deal with it. Outside of requiring the coaches to stagger when they rest guys, but I don't know how you would – what kind of language would you put that in? If I don't want to play a guy, I'm not going to play a guy. Or if you're going to make me play him, I'll start him. We'll do the jump. I'll call timeout and get him out in 5 seconds. So there's many ways to do it. I don't think you can legislate how to coach your team. But I do understand the business side of it, and I think it's just a product of all the knowledge that they have and how they're taxing their players, and they don't want to run their risk to players getting hurt. And it also speaks to what it really speaks to the big picture. It's become like college basketball, where I don't watch college basketball really till March Madness because the regular season means nothing. You're going to make it, and then it's just how you do in the tournament. And in the NBA, the Cavaliers, unless something goes really wrong, are going to be the number one seed. So what are they playing for? So there really is no reason to tax your athletes now when the real season is April, May, and June.
Greg Papa joining us on The Drive, the voice of the Raiders. Now, speaking of schedules and complaining about schedules, Richard Sherman was complaining about Thursday night games. Obviously, the Raiders just coming off one where they lost to the Chiefs. How much of that quick turnaround and playing on the road after a short week do you think factored into what we saw with the Raiders in Kansas City this week?
That's a great question, and I don't think there's any way to really know. I was just thinking about that this morning when I heard Richard Sherman bagging out of the Thursday night game, and just the quality of the play, I think, is less across the board. The home team seemed to win a high percentage. I don't know. I don't think the Raiders played great. They got to settle down in the second half of the game. They had a really poor second quarter. Derek was really off. I think a lot of it was the finger and the cold weather. I don't know why he didn't wear a glove on that hand after the first half. I know he's reluctant to do it, but he threw the ball well against Carolina with the glove on. He just didn't like the glove, and he just was off. But I don't know. I just hope when we look back on this whole year, which has been a fabulous year, and if the Raiders win the game Sunday in San Diego, they're going to make the playoffs. And it's going to be the irony is it's the last time they played a playoff game was in that stadium when it all crashed and burned in Super Bowl 37. So there'd be great symbolism to go back into Mission Valley and win that game and qualify for the playoffs in that stadium. But when you look back on the year, if it's because the league, you know, stuck it to you and made you go to Kansas City on a Thursday night, and also Kansas City, when they came to Oakland in mid-October, were off their bye week. You know, they had 2 weeks for Andy Reid to get ready for that game, and he clearly out-schemed them that game. And then it's hard. They try to make these Thursday nights, and they do predominantly make them division games. So you figure, you know, you're in your AFC West, but that's a hard travel. You got to go two time zones. Mm-hmm. How many miles is it to Kansas City? Out of 1,500 miles, whatever, it's about a three-hour-plus flight. You have to go, you leave Wednesday. We left Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and you get there, and it's Wednesday night, and it's time to play. And it was such an important game. This game is just monumentally big. It goes from being the one seed to being the five seed. And in the NFL, you know, now you're looking at maybe going to Houston or Pittsburgh, and if you win, you get the great privilege to go to Foxborough and deal with them, where, you know, if you're the one seed, you're in Oakland. You never have to leave, and they all have to come to you, and you don't have to play a wild card weekend. So I can't answer the question. You'd have to ask the players. They were off. It wasn't attributable to the short week. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think it's more attributable to Kelechi Osemele having kidney stones right before the game. I mean, think about the timing of that. All the times in your life you're going to have kidney stones. You have to get it on the morning of a huge football game when you're trying to win a division for the first time since 2002. So let's just see how the last three go. But I hope you don't look back on your question and see if it kind of sabotaged the whole season.
Greg Pop is with us on KHDK. Yeah, I mean, you wait another couple days. Who knows if Osemele's in the lineup? And aside, Greg, from the disappointment of not meeting expectations and losing to Kansas City, would you consider it alarming that they've now faced this team twice and Kansas City really has kind of thoroughly had their number both times?
Absolutely. I thought Kansas City was fully capable last year of doing what Denver did. I wasn't sure which defense could rise up, but I actually like Kansas City's defense better. I think Justin Houston's a better player than Von Miller. Von Miller's a better pass rusher, but it's close, and Justin Houston is a tremendous run player and a great player. And now you got Dee Ford and Tom Bailey and their corners. They're just difficult to deal with. And the Raiders, you know, everybody wants to get on the finger in the cold weather. The bottom line is Kansas City's defense has shut down the Raider passing game. And it wasn't just Thursday night. It's happened just about every time. They just cannot uncover against them. They also have a hard time against Denver. And I think it's on Amari Cooper to me is a fabulous player. I honestly think he's the most skilled player on the team. Khalil's his own separate set of skills and Kelechi. But Amari is just his skill level. You watch him warm up before a game. He's so clearly better than every other receiver you see. Just his footwork, his timing, his hands. He's just a great player. But he does not play well against Kansas City. They take him out. He does not play well against Denver. You got to solve that problem. When they beat Denver on that Sunday night, they ran it right down their throats. The Raiders did not pass the ball. The strength of this team is the passing game, and they're just not able to get it done. So, yes, I've been looking at this for years. You know, we beat them in the rain when Derek was 0-10 that year, but really – Bob Sutton's defense is a problem, and I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down New England. We don't much care if they, you know, if the Raiders don't get there, but this is an elite defense, and they have every bit the ability to play the kind of defense that Denver played when they ran the table and won the Super Bowl. The injury to Derek Johnson is going to hurt them in the middle of their defense. They're great instinctive linebacker, good in the run and really good in the pass, so that'll hurt them. But, yes, the biggest issues I see for the Raiders proceeding forward is they have to solve Kansas City's defense and Denver's defense, and specifically their pass rushes and their secondary behind their pass coverage.
Greg Papa brought to us each and every week by our friends at Jiffy Lube, jiffylubeca.com for valuable coupons, over 27 locations just right here in the greater Sacramento area. Good luck this weekend. Not that you need it. It's always a fantastic call. We'll have it right here on KHDK. And thank you, as always, for your time, Greg.
Thank you for your time. Hope you have a nice day. Thank you.
All right, thanks, you too. That is Greg Papa. We'll take a break. Ken Rudolph will join us next from Good Day Sacramento with today's news as we get to the final half hour of The Drive. By the way, UFC tickets in our pockets right now for you. We got a pair to go see Uriah Faber's retirement fight this Saturday at the Golden One Center. We'll give those away later on in the program. Don't go away. No flipping. The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.